joined by Stuart Rhodes. You can find more information about his Oath Keepers revival at oathkeepers.info. He's also set up against it. Give Sin to Go, givesingo.com/oath to help relaunch the Oath Keepers. He's also working on a county project, but to basically get people to get off their duffs, put their phones down, and get involved in their neighborhood. And neighborhood, church, city, town, and then you got the county level. And the county level is where a lot of bad stuff can happen. I mean, if you've ever had to deal with zoning boards, you know what that's like. You know, you just want to build on your property. And they're like, no, only one dwelling on your 50 acres. If you built an outhouse, no, sorry, we got to steal your property. So there's their Give, Sin, Go. Thank God for Give, Sin, Go, too. I mean, these people have stood up to all kinds of shenanigans and stayed strong. Yeah, and, you know, and they've gone both ways. They've given accounts to people that I don't agree with at all. But you know what? They give them to a lot of accounts that I do agree with and that have, at least they're consistent, where, you know, you have all these other types of you know, money building organizations that just, you know, they'll censor people. They'll kick people off. I'm not even going to name their names, but Give, Sin, Go. I really give my kudos to them. Doing a great job over there. Stuart, we're going to go to, let's go to Bart in Georgia. Wants to talk about the Savannah attack, which you brought up in the last hour, talking about how she was basically sent out there by TPUSA with zero security into basically a war zone. A war zone, you know, concentrated with pierced septum rings and green hair and whistles, and I guess they were throwing around dildos. I mean, right. You know, that's our enemy, which, you know, yes, regular men, no problem. Going up against a horde of these goblins, going up against a young lady that's barely, you know, 120 pounds. I mean, you know, I don't know how they could do that and live with themselves. Well, let's go to Bart in Georgia and see what he has to say. Go ahead, Bart.
Yes, sir. This appalls me, obviously, because she's a woman. But I have a big security concern that I wrote Owen Schroyer about this when he was in prison. Stab-resistant clothing. I'm sure she wasn't wearing it, but please, I'm begging you to start protecting yourself. You wouldn't play football without a helmet. And I think this has been overlooked because, especially with all these animals from the third world, they like to stab people, okay? Mm-hmm. We need to wear this stuff. It's relatively inexpensive. Maybe you should even sell it. It's like $100-something for a shirt, right? So hopefully that some people will take my advice. Thank you.
Well, here's the Agreed. Article here from InfoWars, and I'll let you respond, Stuart. Sure. MS-13 gangbanger admits to dismembering dinner guests, killing his own cousin, and three brutal murders in sanctuary jurisdictions. This is what goes on in these sanctuary jurisdictions. They protect criminals. This is a guy who's here illegally and just allowed to murder. And it's like, well, you're an illegal. You can do whatever you want. But there you go. What do you think about that stab-resistant clothing?
No, absolutely right. In fact, I was just looking at Zeta Cut, cut-resistant gloves. But yes, I mean, think back to 2020. You had the Proud Boys in Washington, D.C. in December 2020 being stabbed in the streets of D.C. That's exactly why Trump supporters all over the country during Trump's administration were wearing armor, body armor, while they were wearing it on January 6th was because of Antifa stabbing people or shooting at people. So it's both have happened all across the country. And, of course, the courts were like, oh, they wore all that stuff to attack democracy. It's complete nonsense. They were doing that to protect themselves against Antifa. So, yes. Anytime you're in a threat environment like that, body armor is appropriate. Stab-proof clothing is a minimum, I would say. I would say, you know, stab and bullet-resistant should be soft. At least soft armor should be worn by someone like her. Absolutely.
Yeah, totally. All right, we're going to go to break. We'll pick it up on the other side. We got 1 minute. We got Jeff. We got Tax Slave. We got Clown Car. We got Lester. We got Tim. We got Matt. We got Melissa. We're going to go through your calls. I got some videos to play. We got the Pope inventing Bible verses, too.